Greetings, Juan, in Jesus' name. Glad you guys made it out. Beautiful morning out there. I'm going to talk about something that I've been thinking about the last while. Matthew 7, 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wondrous works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So, I'd like you guys, I would like to picture in your hearts a throne room, okay? I'm not talking about your actual heart that's pumping blood. There's no throne room in there. There's valves and things, but no throne room. But in your heart, I like to picture a throne room. And an interesting thing, there's one throne in that room. Who is on your throne? Think about it. Who is really on your throne? And while I was studying this, obviously we all would say, God's on our throne, duh. I mean, God has to be on our throne. But is God really on our throne? Because for me, it's very easy to put me, myself, and I. We all heard about the Trinity of Carnality a while back. We like to put that on the throne. But no, there's not one of us here, I believe, that would say, all right, what we're going to do is we're taking God off the throne and we're putting Trinity of Carnality on the throne. That's just how we're doing. We're taking God off. We're putting ourselves on. There's no one here that's going to say we'd do that. But this is what we like to do. We like to try to put a second throne up there. Just slip it in there on the side and put Trinity of Carnality up there. That doesn't work very well because here's why that doesn't work. Exodus 20, first part of verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. God doesn't share well. He doesn't share at all, actually. So I'm going to read some verses. I'm just going to do it on my phone. I'm going to go through really quick, as fast as I can, so you guys don't have to look them up. Anyway, Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thine navel and marrow to thy bones. And then Matthew 22:37. Jesus saith unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Psalms 25. Verse 4. Show me thy way, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. That's a longing. When we search for Christ, God will show us. He'll show us how to keep him on the throne if we're truly sincere about keeping him on the throne. All right, James, chapter 4, verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Psalms 143, verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Romans 1, 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. You know, when we take God off the throne or slip our other throne up beside God's throne, that's what happens. We go off. It can't be done. We can try, but anyway, I'm going to go Matthew 6. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, when we have to seek God's kingdom, and we can't seek our own little agendas, our own little whatever it is. I mean, everyone can put it. What it is for you that's tempting to seek after, to look or to go after, it's probably different for a lot of you, but there's things in your life that are what you want to go after. You want to leave behind, you want to try to see how to say it. Basically, it's pretty easy to put that on the throne of your life. If it's money, if it's power, if it's fun, if it's entertainment, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's not God on your throne, it isn't going to work for you. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. So, you know, I have more here I could read, but I just want to encourage you guys to keep God first. Don't slip into the thing of that we can do what we want. We can rationalize things. I can rationalize things. I know you guys can rationalize things to make ourselves feel all right. Anything, you can convince yourself of anything. You don't fall from here to there in this far right here. You have to go all the way from here to there. So I think and I feel, and to me it seems okay, are not good things. If that's what we're doing in our lives, I think we should seriously look who is really on the throne. Because I think and I feel and those type of things, they're not accurate. You have to go back to right here. So, somewhat drawing to the end here, Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race which is set before us. Lay it aside, guys. It's not, you guys got a max of 70 or 80 years and you're dead. There's no reason to hang on to those things of the world, to hang on to what things we want. Let's put God first in our lives, put him on the throne, take down our other thrones, and not try to think we can make God who we want God to be, that he can share with our little, with the Trinity of carnality, basically. So the end here, I want to give just read a quote. And I think you guys think about this, but he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. So just think about that next time we want to put ourselves on the throne or slip our throne in there beside God's. You're no fool to give up what you cannot have long term to gain what you cannot lose. Anyway, let's pray. Dear God,